at this point in your life, you probably realize that stressful situations are going to happen. Whether you like it or not, it's going to happen. And the issue is the more we resist the stress, the worse it's going to get. So I remember about a year ago, life was going great. I just got done with my workout. I was ready for work. I was driving down the street on my way to work. And then I thought to God, you know, God, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for everything you gave me in my life. And, you know, life is just too dang easy. I could use some struggles. I need something to make me stronger. And so I prayed that little prayer. Little did I know my prayers would be answered. Not in a way I liked, but, you know, I prayed for it. So there we go. But I remember hearing a quote earlier that day or that week saying how we should not pray for easier lives, but pray to be stronger people. So I prayed to become stronger. And however God wanted to do this was fine by me, you know. So I get to work, everything's fine, having a good day, excited to eat my breakfast, because aren't we all after a, you know, crazy workout? So having a great week. And then I hear some bad news. Someone I work with is quitting. Great. So we're already short-staffed, and this person had a big role, and suddenly I felt the stress just rush on. What was I going to do with this extra work I had? How would I manage to do all this work on top of taking classes? How would the business be? Would we be able to manage all the patients? And in an instant, life just changed. And you might have felt like this, where the world is just crashing down, or it feels like it. And you are starting to worry. You're starting to get stressed. And everyone was stressed around me, and this made me stressed. And maybe you get like this, where other people's emotions really affect you. I used to be a victim of this. Or not a victim. I brought it upon myself. But I used to read anyone's emotions in the room and just take their burdens on. And while it's good to be, you know, empathetic, you also got to set boundaries and not take other people's emotions. But I did that this day. I took other people's emotions on. I was stressed. And though it might seem like a small thing, like, okay, it's okay. You know, this employee won't be here anymore, but that's all right. You can manage. I didn't have that perspective, you know. It really impacted my life in that moment. And so a few weeks go by. I'm very stressed, okay? Very stressed. Running around. I mean, literally running. At times, it'd be like, I'm answering a phone, I'm putting on hold, answering another phone, you know, running to go get this labs for the patient. And I work at a health clinic, so, you know, dealing with patients all day on the phone, and it just got crazy. And I remember one day, I was really worrying, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, what if I let people down, you know? And then I thought to myself, why am I going to let this stress over this job, like, take my joy? Like, why? You know? And you might have heard that stress is associated with health issues and can even lead to death. But it's actually proven that it's not the stressful situations that kill you, it's how you deal with the stress. And at this moment, I remembered, okay, I cannot be a thermometer. I have to be a thermostat. What I mean by this is a thermometer reads the room. It takes everything in the room and it becomes that, you know? It reads the temperature, but the thermostat sets its own temperature, and that's what you need to do. You need to set your own temperature and not let the external factors affect you. And so this day, I remember I was looking at stress entirely wrong. And so I kind of wanted to revise my outlook now on stress, because this mental shift really changed my life. Because let me just tell you, I used to stress about everything, about what I'd wear, what I would say, how work would go, about my assignments, my grades, my future, my friends, relationships, the food I ate, my workout schedule, my body, health issues, like you name it, I was stressed about it. And maybe you relate, because there's probably a lot of stress about. Imagine though, if I kept letting that stress get to me and just eat me up inside, that'd be horrible. And so I think the first step in really reducing the stress in your life is to realize how bad it is, you know. Realize if you stress too much, it's going to take over your life. It can cause, you know, health issues, can cause headaches, it can raise your blood pressure, stomach issues, a list of concerns. And like I said, it's not the stressful situations that affect you this way. It's how you deal with the stress. because I'm going through more stressful situations than I did years ago, but I'm able to handle it way easier, even though it's harder than I used to endure. And a few years ago, you know, I would get overwhelmed by the littlest things. You know, we'd run out of almond butter and I was like, oh my gosh, now I'm not going to have any almond butter for tomorrow. I'll have to go to the store before work, or I'm going to have to go get this. And, you know, it's just these little inconveniences in your life and then you get stressed about. But anyways, I digressed. And now I think the most important thing you can do to prevent yourself from feeling an overwhelming amount of stress is to prevent the weeds from growing. Okay, what do I mean by this? So I mean, you got to strengthen your body, your mind. If you are on your phone, scrolling on TikTok, consuming things that aren't great for you, you know, binge watching TV shows, just not feeling great stuff in your mind, then how do you expect to have the strength to endure the hard times, you know? Because I was like this. I would spend hours on my phone. I would spend hours with people who brought me down. And then when stressful situations came, I expected to not let them affect me. Like, no, that's not how it works. You have to work on your brain. You have to work on your body. You have to strengthen yourself if you want to be resilient through these hard times. And so one of the biggest things, make sure you have the foundation set. So before the stressful situations even come your way, you have already been working on strengthening your mind and your body. So some things I was doing and have been still doing, number one, getting in the gym, working out, setting that routine, you know, really being consistent with it. So I go to the gym, I guess, so I lift weights 5 days a week, do martial arts a few days during the week, and that strengthens my body, you know. For my mind, I listen to educational podcasts, whether it's a science podcast or self-growth or Christian podcast. I'm also reading the Bible. I'm reading books that are going to grow my mind. I'm journaling. And yeah, I'm watching shows, TV shows, but they are not bringing me down. They're not making me feel bad. And I'm surrounding myself with good people, supportive friends. And so I'm doing all of this so I can handle the hard times that come my way. And I know that this may not seem fun, like, okay, I got to change my diet up. Are you serious? I got to go work out. I got to stop hanging around these people who are always partying. Like, what? Are you serious? But seriously, if you do what is easy now, life is going to be hard. But if you do what is hard, life will be easy. That's one of my favorite quotes because I think it just really shows you the delay. There is delayed gratification, but you will experience it if you really just stick to what you know is right. And so that being said, I really wanted to go over one thing that's extremely helpful in times of stress and preventing stressful situations, and that's reading the Bible. So I mentioned that earlier. On top of all these other things that I'm doing for my body, like working out, eating healthy, surrounding myself with good people, listening to good, happy, joyful music, I'm also reading the Bible. And I don't just read the Bible during the hard times. I read it pretty much every day. I get in God's word every day. I pray to him and I talk with him. And because I'm doing this, I'm building that foundation. So when stressful situations come my way, I remember what I learned, you know, the day before, or what I prayed to God about the day before. And today, actually, so I'm in my Bible study group, and we're kind of talking about how struggles make you stronger, how pain makes you stronger, and how, well, let me just read you the verse. So 2 Corinthians 4:17-18 says, "For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." And this verse that I read today really spoke to me. I wanted to share this because I think sometimes we get so fixated on the things of this world. And I love how this says right here, this verse, "For our present troubles are small and won't last very long." And the glory that we are going to receive later is going to vastly outweigh that. And I always remind myself of that. Whatever struggles I'm dealing with now, it's not going to last forever. And instead of looking at the troubles we have now, we should fix our gaze to things that cannot be seen. We fix our gaze to God. We fix our gaze to doing something greater than just focusing on ourselves. Instead, helping other people, contributing to this world, we fix our gaze to heavenly things, not worldly things. And so I really loved this verse because of how that comfort just kind of came over me when I read it. Another one is 2 Corinthians 4:8, which says, "We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but we are not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies." And this verse is so powerful to me because in times of stress, I kind of will forget that God is with me. But it says right here, we are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. So, you know, maybe you're having a tough week. Maybe Satan is tempting you, you know. Maybe you're pressed on every side by troubles, but you're not crushed, okay? You're going to get back up again. And I know it seems like a lot in the moment, and you may be thinking, okay, I don't know if I can get through this stressful situation. But one of the biggest things that I remind myself of is that God can use these stressful situations to really build your character, to make you resilient. And I look back to all the stressful situations I've had in my life. For example, going back to the job, if I would have stayed stressed, I would have missed out on a lot of opportunities because now I've grown out of my comfort zone. Sure, it was really frightening taking on some of the tasks, but now I have a higher role in, you know, my job, and it's very exciting, and I would have missed out on all of that if I had stayed in that stressful mindset. And now, I know I've went over some things that you can do before the stressful situation arises, but now what if you're in the moment and you start getting stressed, you start feel it coming on, and you're like, oh, great, what am I going to do? Okay, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to ask yourself a few questions. Always remember, questions are the answer. The right questions are the answer. Ask yourself the right question, you'll get the right answer. So first, why am I feeling stressed? You know, maybe you start getting a lot of homework and maybe you're studying for exams. So that's why you're feeling stressed. Now ask yourself, why does feeling stressed not benefit me? And why do I want to get out of it? So if you're really stressed about these exams, you know, this stress could actually make you do poorly because you're going to be worrying about it and worrying about it. It's not going to help you study. You got to realize stress is doing nothing for you. And now you want to ask yourself, why do I want to get out of it? Okay, well, I want to get out of this stressful state because I want to do well on my exams. I want to be able to wake up tomorrow, be excited for the day, and be in a good mood. And then what's one thing you can do to feel less stressed? And this is always so powerful because I think sometimes we look at like 10 steps in the future and we start planning out every single thing we're going to do to get less stressed, or and then it becomes overwhelming. And then you get more stressed and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to wake up, get out of bed, clean my room. I got to journal 10 pages. I got to read this book. I got to take a walk. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm more stressed. So no, the goal here is to just think of one thing you can do to feel less stressed. After you do this one thing, what's one more thing you can do to feel less stressed? So an example of this would be maybe if, you know, going back to the exams, you're really stressed about exams, then you think, okay, maybe right now I can take a break from studying, go outside, take a walk, not go on my phone, just clear my mind, take a 10-minute walk. Now maybe that walk leads to, okay, I'm going to come upstairs, make like a healthy snack because I haven't eaten in a while and I know that not eating is not going to do anything good for my body because I need the food for fuel. And then maybe after that, you're like, okay, I'm feeling better now. I can go back and study. And you know, you see how this goes? One step leads to another and you start feeling better. So just ask yourself, what is one thing I can do to feel less stressed? And these questions really work for any emotion you're feeling. I just ingrain this into my brain to always ask yourself, why are you feeling this way? You know, why do I want to get out of this feeling? And what's one thing I can do about it? And this is just so impactful. And I really think that having these questions, they're just so important. And I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, but I'm saying that once you are able to remember and remind yourself that these stressful situations can actually be good for you, they can actually grow your character, and God may be using this to teach you a lesson, you know? And if you kind of shift the perspective and think, instead of why is this happening to me, think of how is this happening for me? Like, what could I benefit from this? Just think about that. And going back to that, my whole work thing, the more you endure stressful situations, the more resilient you become at it. So now when a coworker quits or it's fired, sure, I'm maybe stressed for a minute. And then I remember, I go back to, okay, I've dealt with this before, I can handle it now. Because when you build that resilience, you build that self-confidence in knowing that you have God by your side. You can overcome these struggles and this stressful situation. And I think that's really what it comes down to. I know before I had a relationship with God, stressful situations were 10 times harder to endure. And now that I have Him, I look back at all my readings from the Bible and I can get that scripture into my head and realize, okay, I'm not alone. I have God. And so that's what I wanted to leave you with really today. You know, you got to be aware of the stress that you're feeling. You got to be aware that this stress is really damaging. And then you got to make sure you're living a life that can help you build the resilience against these stressful situations. And like I said earlier, you know, building that healthy lifestyle, watching what you put in your brain and your body and strengthening your body and your mind. And also your spiritual aspect, you know, so strengthening your relationship with God. That's how you're really going to find the peace in the stressful situations. And I always say, you may not always be happy, but you can always find peace in every situation. And I really think that peace comes from knowing that God is with you and that, you know, the feelings that we're having now of stress, the present troubles are small and they won't last very long. Just what 2 Corinthians 4:17 says. And if you're feeling stressed, just remember, ask yourself those questions. You know, why am I feeling stressed? Why do I want to get out of this feeling? And what can I do about it? What's one step I can do about it? And ultimately, when we learn to overcome these stressful situations, that's when we can truly create the life that we love. If you enjoyed what we talked about today, then be sure to share with a friend and stay tuned for upcoming episodes on how to create the life that you love.